Except as directed.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. A tip of the hat to those who are watching. It's amazing when we don't do this. I don't pay much attention to the fact that we aren't doing it, but when we do it, the number of people who are watching on the stream, the video stream that's part of the delivery at DougSteffen.com. As a matter of fact, Jack Stockwell, one of our two important medical advisors, will spend the first part of the hour with us here. Then Dr. Ken will join us as we talk about some medical issues. But I'm looking there. Jack says, why don't you turn around? Well, the way this studio is configured, I can't, if I'm looking at stuff, I mean, I could turn around like this and still have access to the things I'm doing. And then I look over here. Which way do I go next? Jack Stockwell is here, a member of the medical profession, is a NUCCA specialist, N-U-C-C-A. And as a NUCCA specialist, he does a very important service. For those of you who like chiropractic care, who respect it and maybe haven't had any of this, you ought to go to his website and find out more about it, jackstockwell.com. David Arquette was interviewed, has actually been pretty visible the last few weeks. He said to an interviewer the other day, Jack, that he first tasted alcohol when he was 4 years old, and by the time he was 12, he was an alcoholic. So what has that done? He's on the Oprah show. What has that done to him, his brain, his body, his life?
What was described to me in my neurology classes in school as the single individual greatest creation in the universe was, on a one-cell level, the Purkinje cell. And the Purkinje cell is probably the most marvelous of all the brain cells. And one Purkinje cell, it's in the cortex on the outer gray matter of the brain. And there's six layers to your cortex. And the Purkinje brings these layers together in a very miraculous, almost marvelous way, because one Purkinje cell can have up to 100,000 synaptic connections with other cells. Wow. 100. So when a Purkinje fires, there's 100,000 other cells that get the signal. What was explained to me in my neurology classes was that 1 ounce of alcohol can kill up to 10,000 Purkinje cells.
Wow.
And when you're still having a developing brain, even at, you know, at 12 years old, you know, most of the connections are pretty well set by the time you're 12, but not all of your consciousness is there, and certainly not your emotional maturity and your ability to make responsible judgmental decisions, which is still involves further synaptic development of the brain through different areas of the brain that communicate with each other to make you eventually a so-called responsible adult. So you're kind of hamstringing your ability later on in life to be able to hold on to some sense of responsibility.
Well, it's really, when you think about it, I guess I'm thinking back to when I was a kid, some of the people that I knew who were in high school who were every Friday night, Saturday night, however they got a hold of the booze, they were drunk, and you know, 14, 15, 16 years of age. It certainly has to have an impact on you. Even if at that point you're more developed, you still have, I mean, look what it does to an adult. Whose brain is supposedly, if you have too much of it. There's a guy who was arrested here in Los Angeles yesterday, or some, I don't know if it was Los Angeles County, but someplace in Southern California, because out here the ice cream trucks go up and down the streets every Friday and Saturday and Sunday afternoon all year long. So this guy was driving a Good Humor truck or a local ice cream truck going into development. He runs over some little girl who's come out to buy ice cream. And so they call the police. Guy's got 3 times the allowed limit of alcohol poisoning.
See, and
over the limit by 3. And he's driving an ice cream truck.
Yeah, well, we'll find bus drivers doing
tour bus drivers. We've had the problem with people flying airplanes.
Yes.
People who are running locomotives.
The thing about the alcohol is it has a kind of a build-up effect where you know, a glass of wine, and I don't think any medical professional is really going to argue that a good glass of red wine, and by that I mean like 4-6 ounces, that's it,
yeah,
is not beneficial for you. Just like a good, dark, heavy, almost syrupy beer.
You're going to argue that it is beer. It's good for you.
That it's okay because yeah. It's loaded with vitamins. It's loaded with the minerals that came mm-hmm. from that particular soil. The problem right. is, of course, is that most people can't stop with one.
Yeah.
But the thing to remember here is that alcohol doesn't just start to inhibit the inhibitory area of the brain. In other words, your judgment is usually the first thing that starts to go. It actually will, if you get enough of it, will start to kill brain cells.
Yeah. And that's what you need to, if you're an alcoholic, you have lost some of your brain's ability to function.
It's absolutely.
Simple as that. It's basic bottom line stuff. And when you look at some people of all ages who glorify the use of alcohol, or we do it sometimes in our movies, sometimes in our media, we think it's funny when people are drunk. Nothing funny about it at all. Nothing. It's tragic. It's horrible. It's really, it's depressing, actually.
Well, how many lives do they say would be saved every year by, it's not going to be eliminated. They tried that, you know, 100 years ago. It didn't work.
No, nothing. But education would fix people's usage. A conversation like this might turn somebody away from it, same as it might turn somebody away from drugs.
I've had some conversations, some intimate conversations with some patients about what smoking does to the lungs. I mean, it doesn't just hurt them. I get down to the physiological, anatomical changes that take place in the lungs when they breathe in smoke. And when I've had a chance to get down to some real in-depth discussion as to what too much alcohol, and by too much, I mean, when you sit down and have 2, 3, 4 beers, you're having way too much.
Right.
You know, some people will argue one's
not. Richie, listen to that.
Yeah, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, right.
Trust me. I'm the picture of perfect health.
Right.
Now, okay, so let's say this. Let's say I have 2, 3, 4 beers once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, but you'd have more than that.
No, not recently, unfortunately.
But not recently. Does that mean the last week? What does that mean?
That means the last couple of months. Well, I mean, more recently. In the past few years, if I go out once a week and have 2 beers, that's normal. If I go out once every 3 months and have 4 or 5 beers, that's, you know.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue that. You know,
yeah.
I mean, what I'm talking about are the people who got to have a 6-pack every night they go home.
Exactly.
My mother was the perfect. No, I'm not kidding. My mother was a raging alcoholic.
Yeah.
She'd go through 2, 3, 4, 6 packs of beer. That was what she drank. She drank beer. She started at 3 in the afternoon, and by dinner time she was schnockered, and the rest of the night it was tragedy on top of tragedy. And I know.
Well, some people have a tolerance for it that others don't.
Not her. She had no tolerance for it.
Well, you know, some people can have 1 or 2 drinks as a teenager, like this fellow you were mentioning, and they're alcoholics from that point on. There are other people that can, you know, may only drink socially, and they may get a little snockered once or twice a year because of some big office party or family party, and then they can go 6, 7, 8 months and never taste it again and not miss it. So we have different kinds of, genetic.
Hey, here's the question. Okay. I like microbrews, which tend to have a little bit higher alcohol content than your Miller Lights or Coronas or whatever. So I'll drink a Dogfish Head or a Kona or something like that where you have 7, 8% alcohol as opposed to a 4 or 5%. Is it better to drink 3 of the light beers or 2 of the heavier beers? Is it the alcohol that's the bad thing is what I'm asking you?
Yes.
Yeah, well, yes, the alcohol is the bad thing, but it depends on, how much filtering those microbrews go through, because more of the natural ingredients that come through in the producing of that beer that is filtered out in all the major American beers that are sold coast to coast. A lot of the microbrews will leave some things behind, actually are rather beneficial for you. But I'll tell you this, you're far better off drinking a couple of beers a day than a couple of Diet Cokes. And I will fight to the end of my life.
Hallelujah for that, brother. Yeah. I'm all over that.
Yeah, but you still drink that stuff.
Yeah, but I'll be done. 2 more weeks and I'll be done with the Diet Cokes.
Yeah,
again.
But bring in a beer. Have a beer while you're doing the program.
I can do that.
Bring in a beer.
Absolutely.
Next stop, the Supreme Court rules vaccine makers can't be sued.
Oh,
man, what a can of worms this is. You think that the big drug companies don't control what goes on in this country? Wait till you hear this. 16 after on Good Day.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
February is American Heart Health Awareness Month. It's a perfect time to improve your heart health routine with high-quality vitamins and supplements. Registered dietitian Dave Grotto explains.
In a recent study, 81% of registered dietitians agree most people have nutritional gaps in their diet. Along with healthier food choices, these gaps can be filled with high-quality vitamins and dietary supplements. To find quality vitamins, consumers should look for national brands and products that carry the United States Pharmacopeia or USP certified label on their bottles, such as Nature Made. USP is an independent public health organization that sets stringent criteria for supplement quality standards, which makes it easy to differentiate between brands. This month, try Nature Made Fish Oil and CoQ10 to help support a healthy heart.
For more information about Nature Made vitamins and supplements, and to take a vitamin assessment to learn your vitamin needs, visit naturemade.com.
Across the offices of our nation, something wonderful is happening. Office Max rubber band balls are transforming your gray and streaked documents to colorful perfection with America's largest selection of retail ink and toner. More ink means we have your ink. Right now, buy any HP ink cartridge priced $19.99 or higher with any HP printer and save $10 off your total purchase. Valid through February 19th. Ink claim based on survey of select office product superstores includes National and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
Can I make a deal with you? I'll give you $100, and you can give me $1,000. Sound crazy? Well, if you're carrying a balance on your credit card month after month, you've already taken that bad deal. That's right. You've made a deal with the credit card company that could be costing you thousands in high interest and late fees. If you want to get debt-free once and for all, you need to call Credit Guard of America right now for free information. Just call 1-800-724-1077. We work directly with your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we roll everything into one affordable monthly payment, so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. It's that simple. No more credit card payments, no more collection calls. If you made a bad deal with the credit card company, it's time to get debt-free starting today. Call Credit Guard of America for free information.
1-800-724-1077. That's 1-800-724-1077.
19 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Jennifer, and I talking to Jack, or with, actually, not to him, jackstockwell.com. The High Court has barred lawsuits against vaccine makers, once again demonstrating beyond a shadow of a doubt that the big businesses in this country are connected to politicians and politicians and politics.
Doug, do they do this so that they can make us their little guinea pigs, their rats, their test rats, without having any recourse?
No.
We want to be able to test all these things on you, and if they don't work, oops, sorry.
Well, the government, there was a bill that was passed, 30 years ago, that would fund, something like $5 billion or something like that, for parents who were looking for some kind of recourse, because within a few hours after their child had an MMR, their brains were fried. Mm-hmm. And so the government would step in the way of the pharmaceutical companies and say, all right, here, this is by law what we're allowed. We'll give you $225,000. Now go home and shut up and don't say another word about it.
This is damnable. That's what this is. More of it in a moment or two. Jack Stockwell, Dr. Jack on Good Day.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
15%.
Now 23 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, a focus on these vaccines for a minute or two more. Just joining us yesterday, the announcement was made that the at least six of the nine justices on the United States Supreme Court have sided with the drug makers so that they cannot be sued. The court upheld a federal law that offers compensation to victims but closes the door to lawsuits. So they'll tell you how much they're going to give you. You have no choice in the matter. That's the way I read it. Do you read it the same way, Jack?
Yeah, and why don't we just, while we're doing that, why don't we go out there and get the Supreme Court to pass a law that you can't sue a bar for knowingly let somebody get drunk and go out on the street and kill somebody?
The Supreme Court wouldn't pass the law. They could okay, or they could verify, or they could solidify the
right. Yeah, you get a lot of people to debate that one, too, Jack. I mean, personal responsibility. Why is it the bar's fault if you go in and get schnookered? And they don't know whether you walked or drove.
See, what this does is tell you the subtle message here is don't get the vaccines.
Well,
that's what the message is. Don't get the vaccines.
Let me play the flip side here, okay?
Side B on the record, Rich.
Might the reason be that they have passed this so that you cannot sue the drug manufacturers because the percentage of people that it harms versus helps is so small in the ratio of people
says
that it hurts.
Whom?
So let's say it hurts 7 out of 180,000 people. Mm-hmm. And the other 177,997 have been helped greatly by this vaccine. But these three people sue for $1 zillion and drive the company out of business. And now all of a sudden you have these other hundreds of thousands of people
you
who are out of luck.
There, Rich. You made a great leap, Rich, when you assumed that the rest of them were benefited by it.
Well, that's I'm just throwing out a scenario. If that scenario is in fact
how many people
proven,
do we have
would that be the
have
case
autism
that they
because of these shots now?
And not just autism.
Millions.
The problem is, what about all the autoimmune diseases that are going to show up in half of the...
I'm not asking you who it hurts. We know that these things hurt people in certain situations. I'm asking you whether they actually do help people in any situation.
That's the problem. We don't know.
Yeah, there's no
to this day, 2011, there is no research, none whatsoever out there, that indicates that a child who's had an MMR is healthier than a child who has not had one.
Dr. Ken's throwing his radio at the wall right now saying, yes, there is.
No, there isn't. If there was, believe me, it would be on the front page of every newspaper in this country. And every time there was some move inside some state somewhere where there was a group of people who didn't want to get vaccinated, the newspapers would fill up with the research that proves that vaccinations work. You know, and one of the biggest mistakes here is the assumption, well, it got rid of polio. No, it didn't. Polio was 94% eradicated before the Salk and Sabin vaccine showed up.
What about mumps and measles and stuff?
We're supposed to get mumps. We're supposed to get measles. We're supposed to get chickenpox.
Yeah, you need that.
And we're not supposed to get those diseases till we're 8, 9, 10 years old. We're not supposed to have them injected in us when we're 18 months old.
And wasn't mumps and measles killing people? And isn't better not to have mumps and measles?
No.
The results of it, not the... Well, just before we run ourselves out of time, let me just acknowledge this. Thank you, Richie, for throwing usual cold water.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Rich.
I like it. Justice is Sonia Sotomayor, who's the new justice, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg were the only two people who dissented. And their argument was that Congress didn't mean to shield drug makers from suits if their vaccines were defective and prone to cause injuries. Yet they are now protected by the enactment or the solidification, if you will, the upholding of the limited payments for patients who suffer side effects. It's just, that's why the revolution has begun, because of stuff like this. It's the revolution. This is yet another example of why we need a revolution, because this is just plain wrong. All right? So a couple of important things we've covered here. JackStockwell.com, place for you to find a lot of important information medically. Jack's theories on things, very important. Check it out again, JackStockwell.com.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you're a fan of learning about the process as much as the product, then here are some experiences you definitely want to check out. I'm talking about something called reconstruction tours, where you actually see how things are done at hotels, resorts, and parks from the ground up. The National Park Service is offering a sneak peek program at the Weir Farm in Western Connecticut, where park rangers lead guided tours to showcase the site's restoration in progress. This is the only national park site dedicated to American art, and it serves as a retreat for artists. And right now you can actually get a behind-the-scenes look at the restoration process of the house and the studios. Colonial Williamsburg has launched a year-long reconstruction of the Anderson's Blacksmith Shop and the Public Armory. During the restoration process, you can assist with brickmaking, even help cut wood for floorboards. And on the first Tuesday of every month, the Woodrow Wilson Family Home in Columbia, South Carolina, opens up for a hard hat tour. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances. You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why TravelGuard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a TravelGuard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage may not be available in all...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Yeah, now see, if people are watching on DougStephan.com through the video stream now, they didn't hear, they could hear the music, they saw me laugh and you laugh.
Yep.
But they don't know what we were laughing about. And so it's incumbent on us to present what it is that we were laughing about. I was talking about Rich's feet and how they smell.
You were talking about how married you are to old,
I like
big,
old technology.
Ugly. Yes,
I like
equipment.
Big. I like big women and I like big technology.
Embrace the now, brother. Embrace
right.
the now.
All right, speaking of now, at DougStephan.com today, got a great story. The Army is using social media. A contest has been put forth by the Army to design the next military rescue vehicle. Now, how this is going to pan out remains to be seen. It's a great story. Check it out. DougStephan.com, social media, Facebook mostly.
I love the way that the Department of Defense has contracted in the past, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, specifically a lot for robotics, where they'll put out a contest where there's $1 million prize.
Yeah.
And all these companies will design. Like, remember that story we talked about a few years ago where they, a robotic Humvee? And they had this race through the desert, and all these companies put up these robot-driven Humvees
right.
to do this, like, 100-mile race through the desert, and the one that won got a $2 million prize. It cost the Department of Defense $2 million bucks.
Yeah.
Where they normally would have spent...
Your tax dollars are mine.
Well, where they normally would have spent and paid, some, you know, five companies...
Using the government
$70 million dollars a piece to come up with something,
right.
and then four of them get thrown away, and they go with this one. I definitely love this.
Yeah. All right. Also, if you like that, then there's also a story at DougStephan.com. The prototype of a new car that you can drive with your brain. You think left,
car takes a left-hand turn.
That happens now. It just
stop.
My brain tells my arms to turn the steering wheel.
Well, this is a different kind of of application of the brain and your driving.
Oh, here it is.
Check it out at DougStephan.com. Snow season upon us. One of my friends sent me pictures from South Dakota. Look at this. You think you've been getting a lot of snow. Check out the featured slideshow at DougStephan.com today. The pictures from South Dakota. Unbelievable. The amount of snow and how they made it through the snow to open up the roads, get to people's houses. You'll scream. You'll laugh and you'll think, unless you're from South Dakota, wow, am I glad I don't live there. But look at those pictures, Richie. Amazing. Now, let's see, as long as I'm going through some of the things that are cool at DougStephan.com. Jennifer, there's a video there today of a young boy. I think I told you about this the other day. So this young boy has got a loose tooth, and the fairy wants to come and give him a quarter for his tooth. And
quarter?
Well, a buck, whatever.
That's like a buck now.
Did he also go through a time warp back to 1962?
Whatever.
Hey, anyway. I used to get a dime.
Exactly. That's what I got, too. Right. The inflation has set in.
I gave Sean $5.
Great. You're responsible for ruining your child's life.
I put it in his college fund.
He's going to feel like he's entitled to this. He's
going to
become a dependent of the state.
It's a magic trick, Doug. Yeah. I give him $5. He has to put it in his savings account.
Magic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Anyway, so what about this kid?
All right, so look at the video. This kid's got a loose tooth. I was describing, having found this the other day, what a great video this was. Put a little string around it. And there's a small rocket. This family is experimenting with rockets, you know, things that you can build at home. So the kid pushes the button to launch the rocket, and guess what happens?
Oh, no.
Did he go flying with it?
Yeah, he looks at it, and he says, "Oop!" Well, I mean, you can just, there's no audio with it. I don't think there's discernible audio.
Oh, man, that's a long string, too.
Yeah, well.
Oh, this can't end well.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It ends great. Yeah, no. But go to the end of
it. I'm watching it right now.
Yeah.
Oh, this is...
It's great. It works wonderfully well.
Oh, and he's got the launch button.
Yeah. There he is. Push that button.
There's no...
Ready to push the button?
And there goes the button.
Yeah. Oh!
Ready?
There's the tooth.
There goes... Oh, and the look on his face?
Right. The look on his
face. It's gone.
What's worth the price of admission.
Wow.
Yeah. Nobody gets hurt. 22 before the hour. Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Okay, speaking of getting hurt.
That's one of those stories where, you know, what's a redneck's famous last words? Hey, Bubba, watch this.
Right. All right. So yesterday we were talking about the idea of stalking on Facebook. There was a new app that could be used to follow anybody. You could follow
their
relationship
status.
Exactly. Okay. So after 24 hours of that went away, went south.
I actually knew someone that signed up for it, and it didn't work very well.
Well, they pulled it anyway because they thought that it was, by the way, in just a day or two, got 3 million users. That's how quickly this viral stuff spreads. Send users an email whenever a friend altered their relationship status. Facebook emailed saying that they've disabled it. They want to try to fix it, but they think it's too intrusive, apparently.
Yeah, just understand that Facebook doesn't create these apps. Third-party developers
right.
do.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they get them approved by Facebook. And
right.
Facebook in no way wants to be seen as a tool
stalker
for stalking.
Place, yeah.
No.
Absolutely. They would have to wake up to this.
Yeah, and they can't fix it. What are they going to do to fix it? There's nothing you can do to fix it.
Right.
So that's the end of that. Kaputsky, here today, gone tomorrow, literally. The poll today at DougStephan.com focusing on all of the union problems. And I want to underscore something that has not been emphasized enough, in my opinion. The differences between unions working for a municipality or the state or the federal government.
Yeah, you had a good point about this.
And those unions that are
steam fitters
tied to whatever. General Motors makes
General Motors,
a railroad operator, all those guys, there's a difference there. And that's because there's competition in the business world and there's none in government. There is absolutely no reason in the world, in the, say, God's green acre, for unions to exist in the public sector. None. And states like Florida have proven this. Any of the right-to-work states have proven this over and over and over again. State of Virginia. I was listening to some guy on one of the MSNBC programs talking about how the states with unions have more money. Their surpluses are greater. And I mean, what planet has this guy been on? What's he been smoking? It's exactly the opposite. But it just shows you how you can twist and turn facts or so-called facts around to suit whatever it is that you want to, you know, the point you want to make. We can do that. I'd never do that here, though, Rich. I would never, ever, ever do that.
We appreciate that. Yeah.
Never would I twist and turn facts around.
Never.
No.
Never.
You're a newsman.
That's
never.
Right.
No, I'm not.
Facts are important.
I know.
Right. Okay. So having said that, the poll at DougStephan.com today asks you if you're a member of a union. A, yes. B, I used to be. C, I'm not now, but I'm thinking about joining one. Or D, no.
I'm a member of a union.
I have belonged to the Brotherhood of Electrical Workers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
AFTRA.
Yeah. No, I'm not into that one.
National Education Association.
No, I'm not into that one.
I had to join a truck driver's union.
No, not into that one.
And I have there's one other one that I can't remember at the top of my head.
I tell you my union?
What's your union?
The beer drink was Local 101.
That's yours?
Yeah, we all meet every Thursday night.
See,
the Dogfish Head Ale Pale.
You remember that song, Look for the Union Label?
Yeah.
Look for the Union Label, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, okay, that was okay. Great. That made me
but remember. Then there was another commercial that ran the American Asks Me or whatever, American Federation of Municipal and State Employees.
Yeah.
Remember them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I always
remember them.
Was when I wanted to throw something at the television.
Their headquarters were right next to our old studios, next to the Washington Post building.
Asks Me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to add something
in Ebonic. AFSCME, American Federation of State, County, Municipal Workers, whatever.
Yeah. Well, this may be controversial and people may not like it. In my world or the world, there is no reason for governments to have municipal unions. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
I'm curious to see in this Wisconsin thing, obviously the unions have a loud voice, a very loud voice, a very vocal group.
Well, because they've all paid off the politicians.
But at the same turn, obviously the governor there had the majority of people in the state behind him.
Yeah.
To get him voted in.
A Republican Senate and a Republican House.
So you wonder what the people of Wisconsin really want. I mean, we know what the workers
want. Wait a minute, I have the answer to the question.
What's that?
They want more and better cheese.
Oh,
that's what they want.
Yeah,
Wisconsin
probably.
Wants to have more cheese and better cheese.
So do you think
that in
situations like this they should have a referendum vote?
Yep.
Or do you think that they should just do what they're supposed to be doing?
No,
and,
referendum vote. Good
and
idea.
If the state government can make the law because they have the majority, then they should make it.
I think we ought to have a state referendum or referendum votes in general once a month. Everybody, then you can do it at home. Take 5 minutes. Okay, here's the issue.
Oh, once a month. I get a little bit watered down. Oh, I can't make it this month. I have bowling.
All right. That's more important.
I'll go next month.
Country. Speaking of what's important, Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us in a moment with a rebuttal, probably.
No, I'm sure he's.
For Jack and the conversation about the vaccine makers. And then we're going to also talk about what triggers a heart attack. That's up and coming here on Good Day.
Caleb, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customer had me repair a small chip on her windshield before it could crack. She asked me if the repair would last a long time because she wanted to sell her car next year. I told her SafeLight's repair resin is scientifically proven to stay stronger, last longer, and it won't yellow over time. Plus, thanks to her insurance, a SafeLight repair was no cost to her.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish. Two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
14 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, talking in a moment about what triggers a heart attack. You'll be amazed at what Dr. Ken has found in his research. We'll also maybe visit the high court lawsuit situation, vaccine makers, et cetera, et cetera. First, though, a discussion about another new diet secret. Here I am in Hollywood with Jennifer, and the locals, because it's Oscar time, mm-hmm. are working on ways they pressure celebrities to lose weight at this time of year, and that world is all the Twitter. Tabloids are having a field day because of the women and what they look like in their dresses on the red carpet, yada, yada, yada. So there's a whole program, Ken, that's focusing on what women are doing. They're taking these, they turn to Pilates or spinning, others to detoxifying cleanses. There are hot diets. And now there's this new thing, these various weight loss products, diet secrets, appetite control, yada, 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 yada. So everywhere there's somebody who's got an idea. We think that the best idea is MetaFast, and that's because it is doctor. That's why they call it MetaFast, because not only doctor-sponsored and supported, but it's also developed by doctors, is it not?
Exactly, and you're going to hear about all these other diets, the HCG diet. That's the hot one. We'll talk about it this weekend. But where you can go and get a safe, approved, effective diet where tens of thousands of doctors have prescribed it to their patients. We know it works. We know it's a lifestyle. We know you'll keep it off and you don't have to be a guinea pig. This is the real thing.
Jennifer and Rich, every day when they come into the studio, talk to each other about where they are. Richie's doing very well. Jennifer's doing very well. And all it takes is a little concentration. If Rich can do it, anybody can.
Yeah, you got that right.
MetaFast is so easy, so...
It is. It's simple. It's structured. Simple. Okay, you eat every 2 or 3 hours, and this is what you eat, and this is how many times you eat it.
Yeah,
boom,
no
you're done.
No questioning, no thinking.
And you've lost, what, 20 pounds, haven't you?
I'm at 19. I'll be at 20 tomorrow.
We're all so cute, Rich. I'm at 19, too.
All right.
We're good to go.
Pacing and there are 70 MetaFast meals to choose from. Dr. Ken says, pick what you want. You'll keep yourself full and satisfied. You will not feel hungry, and that's part of the secret here. Lose 2 to 5 pounds a week, like Richie and Jen have.
I'm losing 3 a week right now.
There you go. MetaFastKen.com is the web way to sign up for this program. MetaFastKen.com. Enter Dr. Ken to save $50, D-R-K-E-N. Or you may call them toll-free on a hotline, 800-506-4115. Use the Dr. Ken code. Save $50. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning any weight loss program. Again, the number is 800-506-4115, or go online to MetaFastKen.com. There is a controversy. This week, the Supreme Court shielded the nation's vaccine makers from being sued by parents who say their children suffered side effects from using the drugs. Ken, the vote was 6-2. What are we overlooking in the discussion of this?
What this court actually determined, Doug, was not whether you can sue or not, but who has jurisdiction, whether it's the federal court or the state court. Mm-hmm. And the Supreme Court decided it should be the federal court because what had happened, the law of unintended consequences, these people who wanted to sue, who lost in federal court, were trying to go to the state court. And you know you can always find some judge who will side with you. And that's all they decided. Not that you can't sue, where the jurisdiction is.
Yeah. So as usual, the news media misleading in its coverage of the story to a certain extent.
Of course. What do you expect? Right.
That's what I expect. Okay. What triggers heart attacks more than cocaine?
Fascinating. Out of the Lancet, this is not what causes it, but that final straw. Air pollution triggers more heart attacks, Doug, than using cocaine and poses as high a risk of sparking heart attacks as alcohol, coffee, and physical exertion. Sex, anger, marijuana use, and chest or respiratory infections can also trigger heart attacks to different extents, but air pollution, particularly in heavy traffic, is the major culprit.
All right, so you have to get behind the cleanup of the air, folks.
in order for you not to have a heart attack. That's what that sounds like.
Well, to avoid a heart attack, don't smoke, safely exercise, eat a healthy diet, maintain your ideal weight, and know your numbers, blood pressure, sugar, and cholesterol.
More evidence tying moderate drinking to heart health.
Yes. Richie will be happy about this. Two studies, moderate drinking, help protect your heart. They lower your risk of dying from a heart attack increase your good cholesterol.
Good cholesterol from having, but it's moderation, Richie, not a six-pack.
I'm telling you, beer and pizza, it's healthy heart, man.
Too much is bad for your health, and it was the alcohol itself. It didn't matter how you got it.
All right, so there it is, folks. Had a ruling from Dr. Ken Cronos, medical expert. Get to him at Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Joe Cocker here
you can leave
from the movie
hat
9 1/2 weeks. You
the
can leave your
so
hat
hot.
On. That was the number one movie during this week in 1986. As we get into movie moments, Chuck Curry is here, the author of a great blog, which you can get to by going to DougStephan.com. Click on Chucker's picture in the contributors box, and you'll go to Entertainment Today and Beyond. Lots of focus this week, as might be expected. The category is Oscars, Hollywood. I drove by where the theater is yesterday, Chucker, and they have the they put up a plastic sort of greenhouse in case it rains. And then behind it, there's a parking lot on the other side of the street where they have all these trailers where the stars go in when they come in to sort of be prepped, because apparently there's not a lot of room in that theater behind Danger anywhere else. So they get prepped in there, and then they go across the red carpet into the theater. That's just kind of a cool thing.
You know, I seen yesterday on the internet somebody had a 15-second clip of a rehearsal they were doing. I guess they somehow took it.
Yeah.
It appears that Anne Hathaway and James Franco, I'm not positive, but I think they're going to open up the show with a song and dance number.
With
playing
Greece,
the
right?
From Greece, from Greece.
Well, they said they're not going to. They made a big point out of saying that they're not going to be jerks like Ricky Gervais. Which is fine. In the Golden Globes, he was a jerk. He is a jerk. These people are both likable people. He's not likable at all. This is the anniversary.
Other than that, what do you like about
him? I don't like him at all. There's nothing about him.
I just wanted to point out, when you talked about 9 1/2 weeks being the number one film in 1986, think about how time has changed. I don't even think that movie would play in theaters if it was made today.
Really?
I think it would go straight to DVD.
I
don't think there'd be. I just don't think there'd be an audience for people to go to the movies to see that film. It's weird how, you know, nothing stays the same forever. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Well, that's a good thing. Change. Okay, yeah. 55 past the hour. I want you to match these words with the appropriate movie that has been nominated for an Academy Award. And that list includes The Social Network, Winter's Bone, 127 Hours, Inception, Kids Are All Right, Toy Story 3, The Fighter, King's Speech, True Grit. We got them all. I think we have Black Swan's in there, too. All right, so from which of those movies does this quote come? 800-510-8255. We're all just trash waiting to be thrown away. What movie did that come from? 800-510-8255 for the prize. You must not have won before in Movie Moments. Give it your best thought. If you have been to the movies, you probably recognize it pretty easily. We're all just trash waiting to be thrown away. From what movie does that come? Oscar-nominated movie. 800-510-8255. Chucker has movie news in a moment.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
All right, so Chucker, by the way, again, the question here, what movie contains this quote, "We're all just trash waiting to be thrown away"? One of the Oscar-nominated movies just went through. Pick it out, and you'll be fine. All right, Chucker, what do you have for movie news?
Okay, Doug, another day, another remake announcement. Warner Brothers reportedly fast-tracking a remake of the 1992 romantic thriller The Bodyguard, which starred Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston.
Really?
It will be used as a vehicle for a young female singer with a global appeal. The Bodyguard was a huge hit in 1992. I didn't think it was a great film because I didn't think Costner and Whitney Houston had good chemistry, but
no.
It was good enough.
But if they find somebody like who'd be a good candidate? What's that woman's name? A little bit heavy. That was the winner on American Idol. She sings.
Jennifer Hudson?
No.
Jennifer Hudson is no.
Kelly
Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she'd be good. Something like that. All right, Chuck. What else?
Universal prepping a big budget disaster film titled G. This is a story. It will be about a father who secretly searches for his lost child while the world stops spinning and Earth's gravity begins to fade. I think that's an interesting concept. Louis Leterrier, who directed The Incredible Hulk, will helm. The project. If you notice, disaster movies have to be bigger and bigger in scope.
Better all the time. Patty is in, where are you? Viera, Florida. Hey, Patty, what's the name of the, not the name, well, yeah, what's the movie that quote comes from?
Toy Story 3.
Yes. We're all just trash waiting to be thrown away. Toy Story.